T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
Yo, what's up? It's a midday show. Benigno and Roberts on a Thursday, on a Yankee afternoon game Thursday, which means we will take you right up until the pregame show. Very sexy pitching matchup today. I like this. Not one of those openers. It's Blake Snell and Masahiro Tanaka. And I have great news for Yankee fans. When I face Tanaka in fantasy, he's thrown 2 complete game shutouts and has a 0.75 ERA. So there's a very good chance that Tanaka's delivering today. So congratulations. Dove and Ernie on the other side. Real quick about last night, Luis Sessa stinks. I know he had a couple of good starts back in July. You know, the 6-inning start where he didn't give up any runs, yippity-doo-dah. That start where he pitched real well and Boone kept him in too long before he gave up that home run in the 6th inning. But still, 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs. But Luis Sessa is just not very good. And I know that Justice Sheffield also started yesterday down in AAA, and he was awful. He actually had his worst start maybe all year. He walked 5 guys in an inning and a third or an inning and 2/3. So maybe not the best day to start screaming and yelling about Justice Sheffield. But come on. Enough of Luis Sessa. Justice Sheffield time should be here. And Mike asked Cashman about it yesterday. And I think the way Mike phrased it was, will we see him before September 1st? Because I think we're confident we will see him at some point. But what about before September 1st? And Cashman gave the I don't know answer. And I don't know if yesterday's bad start for Scranton is going to hurt him. But enough of Luis Sessa. And that's not the only reason they lost yesterday. I mean, the truth is, offensively, they did nothing. They made Yarborough coming out of the bullpen look like Cy Young. Pitched those 4 dominant innings in which the Yankees could do very little. And when you go 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, that's certainly not a help. So they didn't lose just because of Luis Sessa. They lost a lot of it because they couldn't score any runs. But enough of Luis Sessa. We're done. The Aaron Judge news is certainly concerning. But because this divisional race is pretty much over, and because I still think, despite the way the Oakland A's have played, they did lose yesterday an extra inning game to the Seattle Mariners, I still think the Yankees will win that first wild card spot. You just have to be patient and take your time with Aaron Judge and have him right when it matters. And when it matters isn't today or tomorrow or the day after. What matters is that one game playoff on October 3rd. If the Yankees were 2 games out right now, if they were 4 games out right now, you hear the news about Aaron Judge. And Cashman even said, look, sometimes you try to under-promise and over-deliver. And in this case, they tried to over-promise. Because saying 3 weeks, and we're at that 3-week mark, was clearly over-promising, and it's not happening. But the fact that they are not in a legitimate pennant race anymore for this American League East, I think in a way is a blessing in disguise, because then you can be patient with Aaron Judge and patient with CeCe Sabathia and get things right. Now let's get to the main event from yesterday. I never thought I would spend very much time talking about a Marlin Brave game, but what happened to start that game has become a big story and then was elevated by our guy, Keith Hernandez. So what happened last night, if you're not paying attention, is Ronald Acuna Jr. is making a hell of a run at the Rookie of the Year Award in the National League. We've talked about the Rookie of the Year Award in the American League with Andujar and Gleyber Torres. Well, in my opinion, the Rookie of the Year Award in the National League seems to be a Juan Soto, Acuna Jr. kind of race. Is that a fair estimate of the NL Rookie of the Year Award? And Soto definitely has the edge, right? Probably has the edge.
But lately, Acuna's been amazing, and he's 20 years old. He's been amazing. He's hitting a home run to start games, and not only is he hitting home runs to start games three straight days, he's doing it on the first pitch. So yesterday down in Atlanta, even if you're not a big Brave or Marlin fan, you're probably pretty intrigued by the start of this game to see, hey, can he keep this streak going? Maybe not on the first pitch, but he can he continue this leadoff home run tirade that he's on? And Jose Ureña, who's not very good, drills him on the first pitch. And Acuna doesn't charge the mound, mainly because he's hurt. And the way things played out over the next few minutes to me was very interesting. Number one, clearly Ureña was throwing at him. Right, can we all admit that? Is that obvious to everybody? He's clearly throwing at him. He's not ejected. Now, you may say, but he was ejected. Eventually, he was ejected. At first, the umpire says, I'm going to issue a warning. And that umpire was Chad Fairchild. He issues a warning, which is incredibly unfair because now the Braves can't even retaliate if they want to retaliate. So now none of the dugouts are emptying, but they start to finally. And the guy that went after Ureña, the guy that was leading the charge was it Freddie Freeman? No. Was it Nick Markakis? No. Was it Dansby Swanson? No. The guy leading the charge was the manager, Brian Snitker. And you can understand why he was angry. I mean, Acuna looks like he's hurt. Clearly, Ureña's throwing at him. And then you get a little pushing and a little shoving. And then the umpires meet, and they did Ureña a favor. How'd they do him a favor? Because what would have happened? This is the National League, folks, not the American League. Let me explain that real quick. What was going to happen if Ureña stayed in the game and had to bat? What was going to happen? Now, what's unfair is that if Kevin Gausman drills him because the warnings are issued, are they going to immediately eject Kevin Gausman from the game? Maybe, probably, wouldn't be fair. But that's probably what would have happened. So when the umpires decide to throw Ureña out of the game, justice was served. Sure, he deserved to be thrown out of the game, but they did him a favor. Because when you irresponsibly drill somebody in the National League, you have to pay the piper sometimes. In the American League, you can just hide behind the DH and never have to step in the batter's box yourself. Now, there was outcry because clearly, we all know Ureña's throwing at him on purpose, and Acuna leaves this game with an injury, and we'll see how serious it is. And then our guy, Keith Hernandez, said, you know what? I got to make this Met game interesting. Sure, the Mets are scoring a lot of runs. Sure, they're up big, but I got to make the Mets must-watch TV. And Keith is now being vilified. I mean, Keith Hernandez on Twitter last night is the worst human being in the world. Because he said something, which I'll admit I don't agree with, and that was, you got to hit him. Guys hitting home runs every time up, you got to hit him. Now, there are two pitchers that I love to read about and I love to study, and they're well before my time. One is Christy Mathewson, and one is Bob Gibson. And that's why if you ask me, hey, with the 11 years you've done this show with Joe, what's that one interview you go back on and say, boy, that was amazing. I got to interview that guy. It's probably Bob Gibson, and I never saw Bob Gibson pitch. Anything I've seen about Bob Gibson has been read about or watched clips of. But Bob Gibson is always the guy brought up when this discussion occurs. Don Drysdale is brought up. To a degree, Sandy Koufax. As far as, hey, those guys used to drill people. See, that's not what Bob Gibson would do. And that's not what Jose Ureña should have done. And that's where I disagree with Keith Hernandez. Now, I don't think Keith should be vilified. I mean, you look at some of the tweets last night about Hernandez. What an idiot. What a Neanderthal. I mean, every name in the book to rip this guy. Look, he gave an opinion that I disagree with, that you may not like, that may be old school or maybe it's not old school to some guys. I don't think we have to criminalize Keith Hernandez right now. I mean, geez, let's calm down for a second. I'm not saying I'm drilling a guy because I can't get him out. But what Bob Gibson would do is make you feel uncomfortable. What Yankee fans have always said about David Ortiz, some would say drill him, no doubt, but it was more pitch inside, make them feel uncomfortable. Let's go back to the World Series. Let's go back to Alcides Escobar and Noah Syndergaard.
I defended Noah at the time, not because I'm a Met fan, but because what he did was fine. What did he do? Well, Alcides Escobar, not just in the World Series, but in the ALCS, was swinging at every first pitch. Every first pitch was a fastball down the middle, and he was jumping all over it. He was doubling up the alley. He was tripling up the alley. He was doing everything. And so the first pitch Noah threw in the 2015 World Series to Escobar in Game 3 was up and in. He didn't hit him. It wasn't even that close to his head. But he tried to make him feel uncomfortable. Mike Moustakas acted like it was a federal crime. I will sit here today and I will defend pitchers pitching inside and pitchers throwing inside and making guys feel uncomfortable. Because that's a part of pitching. Is it unsafe? Sure, there's a lot of things that are unsafe. If you don't throw it where you want to throw it, you can hurt somebody. But you can hurt somebody a million different ways. You may not even try to pitch inside, and you could drill a guy, especially a guy like Urania, who's not even that good. So what Syndergaard did to start the World Series, I have no problem with. What Bob Gibson would do, I have no problem with. Now, many years ago, not many, 8 years ago, there was a book, and I advise it. 60 feet 6 inches, Bob Gibson and Reggie Jackson, basically talking about the art of pitching and hitting and talking baseball. That was a book. And in promotion of this book, they did sit-downs together where they would talk about things. And I want to play you a clip from Bob Gibson. Top 10, maybe top 5 pitcher in the history of this sport. One of the greatest seasons individually in the history of this sport in 1968, and one of the toughest guys out there. But Bob Gibson never, ready for this? Never led the league in hit batsmen. But you know what he did? He made you feel uncomfortable. And here is Bob Gibson with Reggie Jackson, but you'll hear Bob's voice, and I recommend buy this book. It's a good book. Bob Gibson talking about a fellow you may have heard of, Roberto Clemente, and what he would do to him. Take a listen.
Clemente, I would knock him down. He's one guy I would knock down. And he would swing at everything after that. He'd get so mad. He wasn't afraid, but he'd just get so angry that he'd swing at balls out this far outside, over his head. He'd just swing. He'd just keep swinging. And so every time I faced him, the first time, he'd go down the dirt. He'd get up and look at me, and he'd start squeezing the sawdust out of his bat, and he was just swinging at everything. I had him, and I knew that. But there weren't many guys you could do that to. Chicago Cubs had some guy that used to knock him down. then he would go 0-for-4.
Now, is there anything wrong with that? I mean, is there anything wrong with that? Ernie, you have a problem with that? Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
No.
Okay.
No, I like it.
Now, that's where I stand on this. I don't think Jose Urania should try to hit Acuna Jr. He should try to get him out. And a part of trying to get somebody out is exactly what Bob Gibson said. You make them feel uncomfortable. That's what I'm in favor of. Does that make me a vile human being? Does that make me a horrific human being? Does that make me awful? I hope not. That's old school, but that's not violent. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. If Roger Clemens truly threw at Mike Piazza's head, that's disgusting. If Pedro Martinez, and look, I loved Pedro, but I'd call him out when he made mistakes. That afternoon game against the Yankees, when he drills Derek Jeter and Alfonso Soriano back-to-back and they both leave games, that's not a good thing. I'm not going to defend that. Now, Pedro, when he was with the Expos, was known as a headhunter, and he'd have to step up to the batter's box. This is a part of why the DH isn't perfect. Because you don't have those repercussions in the American League. Urania was going to have those repercussions if he wasn't thrown out of this game and Brian Snitker decided, you know what, I don't care if Gausman gets ejected, I'm throwing at him. But pitching inside, making guys feel uncomfortable, that's what you do when a guy's hitting leadoff home runs against you on the first pitch on back-to-back-to-back days. Drilling the guy, that's not the answer. And the reason I played that clip on Bob Gibson is to remind people that that's not what Bob Gibson did. And I've heard Bob Gibson get annoyed sometimes when people present him as a guy that would just drill everybody. Look, he never led the league in hit batsmen. Never did. Would he hit guys? Sure. And he went on and said this once. He said, I'd pitch up and in. And if a guy's leaning over the plate, they're the ones getting hit. Not me.
I'm pitching up and in. If they're hanging over the plate and it hits them, they hit themselves. And it's kind of a funny line.
But that's what Jose Ureña should try to do. Not drill a guy and not hurt a guy. So I don't think we should live in a world in which you can't go quote-unquote old school, but I think we should remember what old school actually is. Old school is not hitting guys and injuring them. So I disagree with the great Keith Hernandez.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.